Now look at the next verse. The Bible says this: by his power, God raised the Lord, that's Jesus is the Lord, from the dead. And he will also, read this with me aloud, raise us. I like that part. Anybody else like those last two words? I like that part. Yeah, I'm glad that Jesus came back to life, but I like the part that says he's going to raise me too. Now, this is getting interesting.
Today, on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we come to our last couple of days in the series called The Answer is Easter. You'll want to stay tuned because in this series, Pastor Rick shows us how Easter perfectly illustrates the way to move from days that are sometimes devastatingly painful and confusing into days that are filled with joy, celebration, and victory. This is a series you'll want to be sure to share with your friends. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource that will help you experience joy no matter what your circumstances are. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org or by texting the word DAILY to 313131 while you listen to today's broadcast. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Easter in 3D.
Paul says this in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 15. He says, Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture said. And he was buried, and then he was raised from the dead on the third day. And then he gives us a list of just some, not all, just some of the eyewitnesses. He says, he was seen by Peter. And he said, next he was seen by the 12 apostles. And he goes, after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time. Did you know that? One time Jesus had a party with 500 followers after the resurrection. It's kind of a post-resurrection party up on a hill. 500 of his followers saw him, most of whom, Paul says, are still alive, though some have died by now. He's saying, now as I'm writing this, these guys are still alive. Go talk to them. It's not like you can't go talk. There are 500 eyewitnesses out there. They're still alive. Go talk to them. You can talk to any of them and say, did that really happen? Or was it just kind of a vision? Or did you get psyched out? Or, you know, did you take a smoke something? Or, you know, what happened? Just go talk to those people and you'll find out the truth about Jesus was here for 40 more days. And then it says, then he was seen by James. And later he was seen by all of the apostles, and he says, last of all, I saw him too. Now, you know, if you know anything about the Bible, Paul was not a Christian. In fact, he was anti-Christian. He hated Christians. He persecuted Christians. He was killing Christians. He was putting Christians in jail. What caused him to flip teams? Well, all of a sudden he was a skeptic, and now he's a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, he said this, I saw him. Well, that would make me a believer too, okay? I mean, if you had been in Jerusalem when Jesus was crucified, it was a public crucifixion, and you watched the guy die on the cross, and you're standing in the marketplace, and 3 days later, he's walking through, and you go, he's back. That would make me a believer too, real quick. I'd be a believer instantly because that guy who was on the cross is now walking around talking to people, eating a banana. And I'm going, okay, that would get my attention. And so Jesus didn't just show up to a few people and then leave. No, no, he walked around town for another 40 days, which is why within about 15 years, Jerusalem's a city of 200,000, the church grew to about 100,000 people. Why were there 100,000 believers in Jerusalem just about 10, 15 years after 12 guys following him? Because everybody had seen him. Everybody had seen him. They go, wow, that is a big deal. Now, this isn't even all the list of the first the eyewitnesses. We know, for instance, Mary Magdalene had a meeting with Jesus the morning after he came back to life, resurrected. We know also the same morning, Jesus met with a group of women. We also know later that afternoon, Jesus met with Peter at another place. We know later on, he met with two guys walking down the street on the road to Emmaus. And they were grieving and talking about the news, the politics, and Jesus walks up and they didn't even pay attention who it was. All of a sudden, they look, it's Jesus. Then he was seen by all the apostles, and then the 12 that he was training on what they were supposed to do after he goes back to heaven, he gave them another 40 days of training. And as I said, one time he went fishing with them, and he ate dinner with them, and he met with them over and over and over, giving them the last words of instruction. Now, friends, that is called conclusive proof.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Easter in 3D. There's more great teaching coming up, so please stay with us. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, you've no doubt heard Pastor Rick say that the secret to being happy, no matter what, is looking at every experience and circumstance you face from God's viewpoint. That's why we'd like to tell you about the new Choose Joy devotional written by Pastor Rick's wife, Kay Warren. Each devotion begins with much-needed encouragement from Scripture, followed by Kay's wise words on how to choose joy, minute by minute, if necessary. Kay wraps up each devotion with a short prayer to help bring you closer to the source of all joy, our loving God. If you need to revolutionize the way you look at life's ups and downs, let us send you this beautiful hardcover devotional book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy of this amazing resource. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the Choose Joy devotional by Kay Warren.
Once again, here's Rick.
Mary Magdalene had a meeting with Jesus the morning after he came back to life, resurrected. We know also the same morning, Jesus met with a group of women. We also know later that afternoon, Jesus met with Peter at another place. We know later on, he met with two guys walking down the street on the road to Emmaus. And they were grieving and talking about the news, the politics. And Jesus walks up and they didn't even pay attention who it was. All of a sudden, they look, it's Jesus. Then he was seen by all the apostles. And then the 12 that he was training on what they were supposed to do after he goes back to heaven, he gave them another 40 days of training. And as I said, one time he went fishing with them, and he ate dinner with them, and he met with them over and over and over, giving them the last words of instruction. Now, friends, that is called conclusive proof. That's called definitive, incontrovertible evidence. That many eyewitnesses. If I said today, hey, you're not going to believe this. Before I got to church today, I stopped in over at Albertsons to pick up a Starbucks. And you know what? The Queen of England was in there. You would doubt that. And you would think, okay, Rick's had too much cough syrup. Or he's tired, he's got jet lag, he's coming back from Africa. Or, you know, he's been smoking something. Or, you know, he woo, woo, woo. He did not see the Queen of England on Easter morning in Albertsons. Okay, and you would have every reason to not believe me. But if 900 eyewitnesses said, oh, well, we've seen her too. She's actually been here for 40 days. And yeah, we had her over for dinner 2 weeks ago. Another said, oh yeah, we heard her do a speech down at City Hall. Another guy says, yeah, she was in working out in the gym with me yesterday. Another said, oh yeah, I saw her over by Lake Mission Viejo getting a tan. You should see her new swimsuit. It's incredible. And people said, oh yeah, she was jogging down El Toro Road. And all of a sudden, 900 eyewitnesses say, we've seen her in different places, in different circumstances. One would say, oh, well, now, by the way, I went to a party with 500 people and she was there and everybody was talking to her. She was the center of attention. Now, that is incontrovertible proof. There is no court in the land or in the world that would turn that proof down. You got 900 witnesses, eyewitnesses, case closed, it's done, it's over. And if you doubt something that 900 witnesses have seen, you got a problem. Why do you doubt it? You don't want to believe it. Because there's plenty of proof. You just don't want to believe it. But the fact is, it split history. And billions of people, lives have been changed because Jesus proved he was who he said he was. But you know what? That's the problem, is that most people, that's all they know about Easter. It's the black and white. It's the facts. I go, yeah, okay, so what? I believe Jesus Christ was who he said he was. The Son of God came to earth, died on the cross for my sins. Okay, so what? Let's go hunt eggs. I mean, it's like, no big deal. Why? Because you're only seeing it in black and white. That's just one third of the story. Jesus died on the cross and rose again to prove who he was, but he did it to do much more than that. So you go to the next dimension, which is living color. And the next dimension, the second dimension, is the promise of the resurrection. Not the proof, but the promise. The presence, the proof has to do with what happened 2012 years ago. The promise of the resurrection is what's going to happen in the future because of what Jesus did for you 2012 years ago. What is the promise? Well, write this down. Now this one gets exciting. The proof of the resurrection, Jesus proved he was God. The promise of the resurrection, Jesus will resurrect me. Hello, now I'm interested. Now you got a story. Now you've got my attention. Now I'm a part of the story. Now it's become in living color. Jesus, who resurrected himself, has made an outrageous claim that he is going to resurrect you after you die. He not only proved that there is life after death, but he offers it to you. He wants to give you eternal life. He offers it to me. And the promise of the resurrection is that death is no longer the end, that there is life beyond the grave. And Jesus proved it, and he says, if you will trust in me, death becomes a transition, not an ending point. See, one day your heart's going to stop. And that's going to be the end of your body, but it is not going to be the end of you, because God made you to last forever. That's why you often have that feeling, there's got to be more to life than this, because there is more to life than this. And so Jesus made this amazing promise. Look up here on the screen, John 11. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I'm it. You're looking at me. I am embodied. I am. If anybody gets resurrected, it's going to be through me. I am the resurrection because I'm God and I am the life. I'm the one who gave you life in the first place. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live again. Now that's quite a promise. Even though they die, they will live. That's a promise. You know what? I wouldn't believe it if Jesus hadn't proven it by doing it at the resurrection of himself. There'd be no reason to believe that, to put my faith in it. If some guy just tells me that, I'm going to raise you back from the dead, I go, no, you're not. But Jesus showed it, did it, proved who he was God, and so I believe it. Now, friend, if Jesus Christ hadn't died on the cross and been resurrected 2012 years ago, you would have zero chance of heaven. No hope of the afterlife, no eternal life. If Jesus hadn't done that, death would be the end. It's over, squat. You only go around in one life, once in life, you better go with gusto, because this is all you got. But that's not what happened. Jesus proved there is more to life after death. There is a hereafter. There is a heaven. There is an eternity. And he says, not only did I raise myself up, but I'm going to resurrect you if you trust in me. Now look at the next verse. The Bible says this, by his power, God raised the Lord, that's Jesus is the Lord, from the dead. And he will also, read this with me aloud, raise us. I like that part. Anybody else like those last two words? I like that part. Yeah, I'm glad that Jesus came back to life, but I like the part that says he's going to raise me too. Now this is getting interesting. Now, all of a sudden, it's coming out of black and white, going into color, because I'm seeing that God is going to give me eternal life and salvation in heaven because of what he did 2012 years ago. Now, here's the cool thing about it. Listen really closely. You don't have to do good to get to heaven. Hang on. You don't have to do good to get to heaven. You don't earn your way to heaven. You don't work for your way to heaven, because heaven is perfect and you're not. So you can't get into heaven unless you're perfect, and none of us are. So God had another plan. And the salvation, your way to heaven, is not something you earn. It's something Jesus gives you because he paid for your sins on the cross. He gives it to you, and then not only does he give you salvation, it's a free gift, you just trust in him, accept it. You, not only is it a free gift, he keeps it safe for you in heaven in a lockbox so you don't have to keep yourself saved. This is really good news. Here's what the Bible says. 1 Peter chapter 1. Now we live, in other words, since the resurrection, now we live with a wonderful expectation. Remember, this is stage two. Stage one, I mean, dimension one is the event. Stage two is the expectation. It's the promise. Now we live with the wonderful promise, the expectation, because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. Did you know that God has made reservations for you in heaven? Did you know that? God has made reservations for you in heaven. God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. He's talking about heaven. It is kept in heaven for you. Notice you don't do the keeping. He keeps the salvation. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach and change of decay. That means nobody can take it from you. Now listen closely. You can lose everything else in life. You can lose your family. You can lose your money. You can lose your health. You can lose your mind. But you cannot lose your salvation once it's been given to you. Why? Because you're not keeping it. It is kept for you in heaven by Jesus Christ. He paid for it and he keeps it. You just trust him. That's it. Now that is a great relief. Now all of a sudden I'm starting to see this in color. It's kept for you in heaven beyond reach of change and decay. And God, in his mighty power, it's not up depending on your power to keep your salvation. God in his mighty power will protect you until you receive this salvation because you are trusting him. Wow. Once God gives me salvation and I put my trust in Christ for what he did for me, I can't lose it. It can't be taken away from me because he is doing the keeping. That is a great expectation. Now let's just be honest. On earth, a lot of our expectations end up being disappointments. A lot of things you expect and hope are going to be really great aren't really great once you get there. And the reason why is because everything on earth is broken. This place has sin in it, and sin has broken everything. So nothing works perfectly on earth. Your body doesn't work perfectly. The weather doesn't work perfectly. The economy doesn't work perfectly. It's broken. Your dreams get broken. Your heart gets broken. A lot of things happen in your life that get broken because we're in an imperfect world. So there's no perfect marriage. There's no perfect friendship. There's no perfect dream. There's no perfect plan. Every plan gets changed because you live on earth. And so a lot of expectations are disappointing. Nothing is as good as it's cracked up to be on this planet. The anticipation of an event is always greater than the event. The anticipation of Easter or Christmas as a little kid and then Easter morning are two different issues. It's anticipating going to Disneyland is a lot more fun than going to Disneyland. Because you go to Disneyland and then all of a sudden you got long lines and somebody spills Coke on you. There's a line to the you know, bathroom and you know, it's hot and it's sweaty and you get sticky and you overspend and you come out and you realize, how much money did I just blow? And you're not in the happiest place on earth anymore. Nothing is as good as it's cracked up to be. Do you remember how perfect your wedding day was going to be? And then you were going to have a perfect marriage after it and live happily ever after? Would anybody like to give a testimony? Yeah, I see that hand. God bless you. Is there another? Thousands of you are raising your hands right now. Nothing is ever as great as we think it's going to be. But the Bible says this is one expectation, that Jesus is going to save you and take you to heaven if you put your trust in him. He said that one you're never going to be disappointed by. Look at what the Bible says. It's up here on the screen. This expectation will not disappoint us, for we know how dearly God loves us. Now, let me review. Easter is 3D, past, future, present. the proof of the resurrection and the promise of the resurrection, but now we need to look at the power. And this is really big because this is the one that can change you. The first dimension of Easter, Jesus proved he was who he said he was, is factual. It's not a myth, it's not a legend, it's a fact. It's factual.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought, but right before that, we'd like to remind you that if you'd like a copy of today's broadcast or this entire series, you can simply go to rickwarren.org to get a copy for yourself or for a friend. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. It's great. And check out all the other available resources. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, you've no doubt heard Pastor Rick say that the secret to being happy, no matter what, is looking at every experience and circumstance you face from God's viewpoint. And that's why we'd like to tell you about the new Choose Joy devotional, written by Pastor Rick's wife, Kay Warren. Each devotion begins with much-needed encouragement from Scripture, followed by Kay's wise words on how to choose joy, minute by minute if necessary. Kay wraps up each devotion with a short prayer to help bring you closer to the source of all joy, our loving God. If you need to revolutionize the way you look at life's ups and downs, let us send you this beautiful hardcover devotional book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy of this amazing resource. That's 800-600-5004, or rickwarren.org. Thanks so much for your support. When you contact us, remember to ask for the Choose Joy devotional by Kay Warren. And thanks again for your support. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
One day, you're going to stand face to face before God, and you're going to give an account of your life to Him. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, everyone must die, and after that will be judged by God. That is an appointment that you cannot cancel. In fact, that's an appointment that was set before you were born. Before God even chose to create you, He already knew how many seconds you were going to live on this planet. But the Bible also says in Romans 10:13, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God doesn't want you to face death with uncertainty. In fact, God wants you to spend eternity with Him. I want to help you settle this issue today, this issue of your eternal destiny once and for all. I don't know where you're listening to this message right now, but I want to center in on this. I want you to just make a little private sanctuary around you so that you can settle this issue of your eternal destiny and never have any more doubts about it. I'm going to pray a prayer right now that can determine your eternal destiny if you will say it humbly in faith to God. As I pray it, just say, me too, Lord. Just say something like this. Dear God, I know that when I die, I'm going to have to give an account of my life to you directly. And I know that for much of my life, I've ignored you. I've loved other things and other people and other idols more than you. And I've sinned against you and I've lived my plan, not yours. I want to change that right now. I want to turn away from my sins toward you. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. And for all the things that I've done wrong, He's paid the penalty for. I know I don't deserve your forgiveness. I know only your grace could save me. And I could never be good enough to get into a perfect place. So I humbly ask you to save me. Remember me, Lord, just like that thief said on the cross. Remember me. Save me, not just from eternal separation from you, but save me from the sins and the habits that are messing up my life right now. I believe in you, Jesus, and I believe that you'll keep your promise to save me instantly and certainly and completely and eternally. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, or maybe you recommitted yourself to Jesus, would you let me know about it? Write me, rick@rickwarren.org. Just email me, rick@rickwarren.org, so I can send you some materials that'll help you on your spiritual journey. And also, if these messages are helping you, remember to share them with your friends. The good news about Jesus is just too good to keep to yourself. And if you'll visit rickwarren.org, you can listen online and you can share links to the message directly on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Pinterest and even email. Thanks for listening today. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.